From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Tuesday, April 22, 2014. The much-anticipated Cairo Dorm Facilities Use Study is out. The district administrators posted the report on its website on Monday, April 21st. In that report, consultant Dr. Paul Siversky has recommended the closure of the Dorm Elementary building, which he calculates would save the district nearly $500,000 a year. The Cairo Dorm Elementary School, located in Durham, currently houses grades K to 2. The report presents two potential scenarios. Scenario A calls for housing all K to 5 students at Cairo Elementary School, with grades 6 to 12 to be served at the middle high school building. Under Scenario B, the 5th grade would move to the middle high school building, leaving the Cairo building to house students in grades K to 4. Both building configuration ideas could be accompanied by the necessity of a capital construction or a renovation plan. With either scenario, the district would realize a savings of more than $480,000 in personnel and building costs annually. While the proposals call for the elimination of administrative, nursing, and custodial positions, neither would reduce the number of full-time equivalent teachers at the elementary level. Siversky states in a report, the local perspective is the only perspective important in the final balance of determining what is educationally sound and cost-effective for the district, and he calls his findings and recommendations a roadmap for the local public policy discussion. The findings will be presented in the Cairo Durham Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. this evening. That meeting will be held in the Middle High School auditorium. The study documents can be found online at carodurham.org. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman, a recent state audit of the Town of Catskills books revealed that necessary documentation was often missing to report purchases made in various town departments. Highway Department purchases lacked details necessary to trace spending on some items, according to town supervisor Joseph Leggio. He also said at the Senior Center, coffee is being purchased on a monthly basis, but no money is being turned in. Leggio said these issues have been brought to the attention of everyone involved, but the problem still exists. Leggio said corrective measures have been taken. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Public News Service is reporting cement plants in New York and around the nation will no longer be able to get off the hook for releasing dangerous pollution and claiming it was a mistake as a result of a ruling by a federal appeals court on Friday, April 18th. Mark Shearer has the story.
A federal court ruled Friday that the EPA can no longer let cement plants off the hook for fines if the plants or kilns spew dangerous pollution and claim it was the result of what's known as an upset or a mistake. Seth Johnson represents a number of groups united in cleaning up the pollution from cement plants in New York and around the nation. He says the companies would often use that loophole.
Sorry, had an accident. Not our fault. We'll try not to let it happen again like it happens over and over again.
He says the EPA and polluters are now on notice that standards have to be fully enforceable. The standards, however, still could be tougher, in his opinion. Residents in and around Ravenna, near Albany, have fought long and hard against pollution from the Lafarge plant there, which is undergoing modernization. Barbara Warren, whose Albany-based Citizens Environmental Coalition was a plaintiff, welcomes the ruling.
This loophole, this malfunction provision, we're so glad that this was closed for cement plants. And we think it'll have more impact down the road, so I'm very pleased.
Seth Johnson says Earth Justice has been working for more than a decade to reduce dangerous emissions from cement making on behalf of groups including New York's Friends of the Hudson.
There are people who live in the shadow of these kilns and who deal with these kilns, these plants, on an everyday basis and have to breathe in the mercury and the particulate matter, the lead, the hydrocarbons, the hydrochloric acid that these plants put out.
He sees the ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit as having a potential impact on efforts at combating climate change.
The loophole that EPA put into the cement plant rule is one that it was proposing to put into its rule governing greenhouse gas pollution from power plants. And this ruling says they can't do that.
The decision comes as activists prepare to celebrate Earth Day Tuesday, and the EPA launches an Earth Week initiative aimed at getting Americans to reduce their carbon footprint. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
And now we'll look at our weather. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m., high near 70 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 80%. For tonight, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 p.m., then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 45 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 60%. For tomorrow, Wednesday, a slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., mostly sunny, high near 58 degrees. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, low around 32 degrees. For Thursday, sunny and breezy, with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 18 to 23 miles per hour in the morning. Winds could gust as high as 34 miles per hour, high near 62 degrees. For Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 33 degrees. And the outlook for Friday, scattered showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny, high near 65 degrees. And for Friday night, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, low around 44 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:02 a.m. The sunset today will be at 7:45 p.m. And the length of the day will be 13 hours and 42 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Cheryl Kay.